ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे शम्भवामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे
Hare Krishna and welcome to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple at 1229 Coldfield Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we have a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have Guru Puja of our Foundacharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness. Have the darshan of the deities and enjoy your weekend. Hare Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text 1, Sri Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumar Achare Tapragyo Dharmana Bhagavatana here, Duralabham Manusha Janama. Tade api adhurvam arthadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. This manusya janam, human form of life, is very, very rare. We should not be satisfied only becoming or having all sorts of material things. We must know what is next life, what I am going to be in my next life. they are different kinds of men. Some of them are called karmis, some are called gyanis, and some are called the yogis, and some are called bhaktis. The karmis, they are after material happiness. In this life, they want the highest, the best comfort in material life, and after death, they want to be elevated to the heavenly planets. Similarly, gyanis are fed up of this material way of life. They want to merge into the existence of Brahman. That is gyanis. The yogis, they also want mystic power. In the bhaktas, they simply want service of the Lord. One must understand who is Lord, how you can render service to the Lord. This culture is the highest culture. This education or knowledge is the highest knowledge. All of them, the karmis, the gyanis, the yogis, the bhaktas, are called yogis if they are sincerely doing their duties. Karma yogis, jnana yogis, dhyana yogis, bhakta yogis. But Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sradhavan bhajate yo mam samive yuktatmamatah. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 47. Of all yogis, the one with great faith, who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. I'll repeat that. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sradhavan bhajate yo mam saime yuktatamamatah. Of all the yogis, the one with great faith, who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me. He is first class yogi. Yogi nam api sarvesam madgata antaratma. Antaratmana, who is always thinking of me. The best yogi is he who is always thinking of Krishna within himself. Yogi nam api sarvesam madgatena antaratmana sadavan vasde yo mam sadavan. With faith and love, one who is rendering service to the Lord, he is the first class yogi. Everyone should cultivate his spiritual knowledge, should try to know who he is, who is Krishna or God, what is my relationship with God, and what is my real life, what is the goal of life. Unless we cultivate all this knowledge, then it is simply we are wasting our time. This valuable life of human form is very, very valuable. Durlabham manusha janama tad api adruvam artadam. Although everybody will die, but one who dies after knowing all these things, he is benefited. His life is successful. Just like Krishna says, Tvekta deham punarjanmana naiti mami eti kuntaya. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9. This is one term, punarjanmana iti. Everyone will die. That is a fact. But one who dies knowing Krishna, that is successful. Because Krishna says, janma karma me divyam yo janati tatvataha tvekta deham punarjanmana naiti mam eti kuntayaha. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world. Then where does he go? Attains my eternal abode. This is success. Please try to understand Krishna. Then your life will be successful. It doesn't matter what you do. We have to do something. Krishna says, Niyuktam kuru karma tvam karma jayojo akarma కర్మణ సారీ నిత్యం కురు కర్మత్వం కర్మ జాయ జో హే అకర్మణ శరీర యత్రాపి చాతే నా ప్రసిద్ధ్యతే అకర్మణ పెర్ఫార్మ్ యువర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ డ్యూటీ ఫర్ డూయింగ్ సో ఇస్ బెటర్ దెన్ నాట్ వర్కింగ్ వన్ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ మెయింటైన్ వన్స్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ విదౌట్ వర్క్ శరీర యత్రాపి తే ప్రసిద్ధ్యత అకర్మణ ఇఫ్ యూ స్టాప్ వర్కింగ్ యువర్ లివింగ్ కండిషన్ విల్ బి హెంపర్డ్ Everyone has to do his duty. Our business should be to acquire the kingdom of God. Kshatriya should live by giving protection to other people. Brahmins, they should live by patana patana yajna yajna. Vaishnavas should live by trade, agriculture and protection of cows. And the Sudras should live under the protection of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. This is the injunction. So one has to do something for his livelihood, but at the same time he has to cultivate knowledge for his perfection of life. This is perfection of life. Simple thing are prescribed for all of us all over the world. To understand Krishna is very simple. It is not difficult at all. You read Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will understand Krishna. Krishna is explaining everything for one who cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is prescribing raso ham apso kunteya prabhavasmi sasi surya yo pranava sarva vedesu sabda kahe paurasham nishu. Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 8. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am sound in ether and the ability in man. Raso ham apse kunteya prabhav asmi sasi suryayo. My dear Kunte, I am the taste of water. There is no need to say that I cannot see God. I have not seen God. Where is God? God is here. The taste of water is God. Everyone is drinking water. Everyone is tasting God. He is seeing God. Why do you say that I do not see God? You see as it is directed by God Himself. Then gradually you will see Him. If you simply remember this instruction. This one instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Raso ham apse kunteya prabhav asmi sasi suryayo. I am the taste of water. I am the shining illumination of sun and moon. Who has not seen the sunlight? Who has not seen the moonlight? Who has not tasted water? If you simply practice this bhakti yoga, as soon as you drink water and taste and be satisfied, immediately you remember Krishna. As soon as you see sunshine, you remember Krishna. As soon as you see moonshine, you remember Krishna. As soon as you see something wonderful, sabda kainora purusham nishu, as soon as you hear some sound in the sky, you remember Krishna. This is so simple. That means you are remembering Krishna in every step of your life. And if you are remembering Krishna in every step of life, then you become the topmost yogi. Because Krishna says, Yogi namapi sarvesam madgatnentar atmana sadavan vaste yo mam sume yukta tamamataha. And of all the yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all yogis. That is my opinion. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 47. If you feel Krishna in every step of life and practice chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, there is no cost, there is no tax, there is no loss of your business. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if you remember Krishna while drinking water, what is your loss? If you remember Krishna, while you go out and see the sunshine, if you remember Krishna, while you go out in the moonlight, why don't you try it? This is cultivation of knowledge. If you cultivate this knowledge at the same time, go on doing your business, your life will be successful. We are suffering. We are in miserable conditions because we are all sinful. We are here in very miserable conditions. Why? Because we are all sinful. So Krishna gives protection that you surrender unto me and I give you protection from the reaction of all sinful lives. Sarva dharman parityaje mamekam saranam braj hum tum sar papa bhyo moksha syami ma sucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Ham tom sarva papa bhyo. People suffer on account of sinful activities. There are two things, papa and punya. If you follow the path of papa, then you must suffer. Just like state laws, if you becomes criminal, you must suffer. You must go to prison. You cannot argue that why government has created prisons. There is a necessity. The government knows that there will be some people who will commit criminal activities. Therefore, there must be prison. This material world is prison house. Every one of us, we are members of this prison house. First class, second class, third class, just like in the state prisons, there are different classes of prisoners. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Mamupaiti punarjanma. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Napunuvanti mahatmana. Samsiddhim paramam gatya. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. And what is that highest perfection? Attaining the abode of God. You cannot expect treatment in the prison just like a son-in-law. No, that is not possible. You must suffer. Otherwise, what is the meaning of prison? Similarly, Krishna says, although Krishna has created this world, he says this is Dukhalayam, Ashwatam. This is the place of misery in Ashwatam. You cannot make any permanent arrangements here. One might say, all right, let it be Dukhalayam. So what? Let me remain here. No, that is not possible. You cannot remain here forever. You will be kicked out of here. This place is like that. But Krishna gives you the idea how you can be happy. How you can get out of this prison. He says, Mamupaiti punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam napanuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim param gata. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 9. Krishna is confessing you that try to understand me, come back to me, but we do not want it. So how can Krishna save us? You have got the independence. After explaining everything, Krishna tells Arjuna, yat icchasi tat kuru, iti te jnanam akhyatam guyad guyantarmaya, vimarshisayad asesena, yat icchasu tat kuru. Thus I have explained to you, knowledge is still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. Now, whatever you like, you do. We have got that little independence because we are part and parcel of God. God has got supreme independence, and we, being part and parcel of God, sons and daughters of God Himself, we have some independence, although conditional. we have got little independence. If we misuse this independence, then we become subjected to all these tribulations. But if we do not misuse our freedom, as Krishna says, mam evaye prapadyante, mayam etam taranti te devihi esha gunamahi, mam mama maya duratya mam evaye prapadyante, mayam ete prapadyante. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So it is up to us. If you want to remain in this world of Dukhalayam, Ashashvatam, you can do so. But if you want to go get out of it, you can do that too. That is up to you. It is not Krishna's fault. Krishna has given you liberty. He has given little independence, whatever. Yat ichchasi tat kuru. He's given you the chance. You want to do this? All right, do it. You want to stay here? All right, you stay here. You want to do this? Do this. He's given you us a chance. There is a vase. Sarvasya chaham irde sannivishtu matasimirti jnanam vapohanamim. Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, text 15. Sarvasya chaham irde sannivishtu matasimirti jnanam apohanam cha. Vaidaisya cha sarvaham ev vedyo vedanda krida veda vidya ev chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart. And from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. He is situated in everyone's heart. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. He understands what we want, and he is giving us all chances. All right, have it, enjoy it. But his instruction is that this will not make you happy. Sarva dharman parityaje mam ekam saranam vraj. You do not do it. You must suffer. If you do it, you must suffer. This is not Krishna's fault. That is our fault. You can follow any religion you want. You can use any prayer. Hare Krishna means we are addressing the Supreme Lord and his energy. Hara means the energy of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna means the Supreme Lord. So we are addressing, my dear Lord, my dear energy of Lord, because Lord and his energy are always existing, just like sun and sunshine. They are always existing. Sunshine is the energy, but sun is the energetic. Similarly, the Lord is there and his energy is also there. So we are praying both to the energy and to the Lord, so that we don't miss out. And we are praying, please engage me in your service. I am saving Maya. I am not happy. Therefore, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our constitutional position is to save. Every one of us is a servant. If you consider that you are a master, that is your mistake. That is Maya. Every one of us are servants. I am saving, but now I am saving Maya. I am not happy. Let me save you. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam nam kari bahuda nij sarva shakti stratrapita nimita smarenena kala. The person whose name we chant, holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Allah, O Jesus, O Christ, or something like that, that is not objected. As long as it means the Supreme, just like water or jal or pani, you'll give, if It is the same thing. It is simply a different name. If I ask you for water, you will give me water. If I say, give me jaladu, you will give me the same. Or if I ask you for pani, you will give me the same thing. So if the meaning is all right, then there is no objection. We are not fighting with the language. We are not concerned with the language. Simply, whatever language you want to use, whatever religion you follow, simply remember God. And Krishna tells us very, very simply, Sarva dharman pratyaje mamekam saranam raj hum tum sarva papabhyo moksha sami ma sucha. Abandon all forms of religion and just surrender unto you. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. We are here, stuck up here, and are suffering because of our sinful activities. Not may not be in this lifetime, but many, many years, lifetimes. We have been going round and round in this 8.4 million different species, different lives. Finally, by the grace of the Lord, by the grace of mercy, you've got this human form of life to remember Krishna, to go back home, back to Godhead. And the simplest form we are prescribed, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prescribed, is to Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other means, just simply by chanting the Lord's name. And this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is prescribed in the Vedic literature. You want to know further, know Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not other translations, because people have given their own meanings in it, own views. Srila Prabhupada has translated Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna has said, what he meant, direct. Ona Krishna Prasadam. Chant and have association of the devotees.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Hare.